Hi, Justin.
Yes.
Hey, Justin, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well, Amy. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm fighting off a cold, and I feel like I just got done with one. Like, miserable.
I totally feel you. I have been there the last couple of months myself.
It's such baloney, man. Like, I not even like 2 weeks ago, I finished a round of antibiotics because it was like strep and all that. And then I woke up this morning and I feel like crap. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like,
oh,
I work from home, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't even go anywhere. Like, how did this happen to me again, you know?
Oh. It's just, there's just stuff going around right now, and it's like it's in the air.
And my son just went back to school, too, so probably he brought it home. And while
yeah.
I don't have to leave the house daily for work, my husband's a football coach, so.
Oh, yeah, so you're getting it. You're getting it on both sides.
A lot of times he'll sleep in the other room, though, because he comes in late. So, yeah, but, you know, I cook the meals and all the things, so probably. You know, I'm over it already. Like, it just drags on. But
yeah.
Other than that, I drank some Dayquil, took some Mucinex, so we're good to go.
Glad to hear. Well, hopefully you'll be feeling better pretty quickly.
Hopefully so. Yeah. How did you have a good Christmas and a Happy New Year?
Yeah, we did. We, my family, we were passing around sickness. I've got three little ones, and so. It was just kind of hitting all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I averted it for most of the holidays, but then it kind of got me between Christmas and New Year's. But other than that, yeah, it was great. All of our family is pretty much local. And so my wife and I, we went to my parents and spent time with my family.
Mm.
We had a couple celebrations at her parents' house. So it was really nice.
I love that. I'm so glad you got to. My favorite time is Christmas time. And that whole holiday time is my absolute favorite. And my mom came down from out of state, and then my husband's parents live very local too, so we all got to spend the time together as well.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
It really is. That's definitely what it's all about, and I love hearing that people get to do that. So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Great. So tell me what's going on here. I was reading through the notes. It looks like we spoke with you towards the end of December. You were cutting ties with the company that was running the website and the Facebook ads. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
So we I don't know if you're familiar with Howes, but Howes still hosts our website right now.
Okay.
And so we have cut down everything to the most basic plan with them. So they're literally just housing our website, or just hosting our website, I should say.
Uh-huh.
And then outside of that, we had a marketing company that we started working with, I guess right around the beginning of Q4 last year, for them to start running our Facebook ads.
Uh-huh.
And it just did not bear any fruit. The entire process did not pan out well.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we look into, you know, heading into the beginning of this year, we've stepped away from Angie and some of these other different lead vendors that we were using and leveraging over the last 2 years. And really this year, we're just looking to take things to the next level. Obviously, you know, at the end of the year, November, heading into December, and then especially into January, it being the really slow time of the year in our line of work, we knew that there was going to be a dip in terms of lead flow and things like that. And so we're extremely hopeful as we're heading into the new year that with the Google Guarantee program and all of that, that we're going to start really bearing some good fruit from that in particular. I think PPC, and I was having a conversation with my dad yesterday, who's in charge of sales, and he was just talking about how he's been getting a lot of calls from different vendors and different subcontractors and people from that were calling into calling our Google number or whatever. And he was like, you know, I don't know if the PPC leads or if those ads are working or what. And I was like, All that does is give you increased, and you can speak more to this if I'm off base. I was like, but all that does is increase your exposure to people and mm-hmm. kind of bump you up to the top of the list. And so mm-hmm. when it comes to PPC, you're going to get the good with the bad.
Right. And now if it's a competitor clicking through, we do have a way to block that and to get that money refunded because the calls are recorded. So, but you're right. If for the most part, it's usually not. I mean, once in a while, we've had the situation where like somebody was really that ugly to their competitors and like would just click through their click through campaign just to be nasty. But usually it's not. But you're right. It is going to give you greater exposure. You do have to take the good with the bad as far as the pay-per-click goes. But of course, then again, like I talk to guys who like, listen, I spend $2,000 a month in pay-per-click and they get between 20 and 25 actual leads, actual calls that are quality out of that.
Oh, nice.
You know, so the more you spend, the better. Obviously, the better it's going to be, but as far as this goes, you know, spreading the love around a little bit and going a different route might be the way to go, definitely. What did you do with the other company with the Facebook? What exactly did they do for you?
So they were just running different advertising campaigns. They were basically leading or running a they were running a funnel that was basically channeling people from a Facebook ad into a lead form.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they were dropping into a text sequence depending on when they, like how they were responding to the questions, the pre-qualifying questions that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I think we may have only gotten, probably 6 or 7 leads out of that in 3 months.
How much did you spend?
So I believe our contract with them was $2,500 plus ad spend, and it just got to the point where it was the performance was so bad they stopped even charging us for the ad spend because they just weren't bearing any fruit. They guaranteed us it was a 3 month initial contract, mm-hmm. and they guaranteed us 90 qualified leads over the 3 months.
Oh, I remember that now. Okay.
They didn't even sniff that number. So yeah, okay. It was just really an unfortunate situation. And so, mm-hmm. really, what we're wanting to do as we're heading into the new year, mm-hmm. we've taken our ad spend back from that. And so, when we look at the increased budget, we're going to dump some more into some local marketing mm-hmm. campaigns and initiatives mm-hmm. through our Chamber of Commerce and things like that. But we've also got additional funds available. And so we're trying to figure out whether or not going the Facebook route is really something that is going to be beneficial for us at this mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. It's really trying to figure out where is going to be where we're going to get the most bang for our buck in terms of the ad spend and our marketing dollars at this point. And so that's why I wanted to explore the conversation of Facebook
mm-hmm.
And seeing what type of results clients are getting with that. Or mm-hmm. is it like, let's dump more money into the other things that we're doing now so that we increase the results that we get through those channels?
Right. Understood. Okay. Thank you for explaining all that to me, Justin. I truly appreciate your transparency. And one of the things that I believe that I had told you before, when you refreshed my memory on, and you're not the first person either, I'm going to say, you're not the first client of mine that I've had that's been in that situation with a company that did the Facebook ads like that. And they didn't see a lot of results either. But I'm going to say this. The main reason that I believe that those independent Facebook campaigns don't work as well is because it's not attached to the Google Business profile. So when you have a company like ours who does it all, and you put the Facebook ads in correlation with the local SEO for your Google Business profile, it does automatic retargeting.
Okay.
It's a huge piece. And I believe, I'm pretty sure I've told you that, but you were under contract and all the things, so you were given that a go because they had made the promise. I remember now, you know, and you got your money back on that, right? Because it was a money back guarantee situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So that's fair. You know, you gave it a shot. There was no harm, no foul. It was a little bit of wasted time, but you learned, you know, what didn't work as far as that goes. But this is the thing, is when it's in conjunction with the Google Business Profile and those ads, that form fill ads, are specific to the particular keywords, specific to the things that you're looking for, specific to the client as far as the radius and the demographic of where and how they're searching and where you want to be coming up, you do get a better result. And we give you the analytics on everything. Now, I don't know what they were charging you per click or anything like that, but ours is always done at a flat rate. So the minimum, when we run a Facebook ad campaign, when it comes in, we have a package called the Platinum Package, and that package is a $100 investment into the Facebook ads. When we do that, we don't offer the form fill. It's not fruitful. Those are people who are just getting their feet wet. They're not exactly sure. They're not as experienced as you. I wouldn't even suggest that for you. I would suggest starting between $300 or $500 and do it month to month. And the reason I would suggest that is because of the $300 to $500, whichever you choose, our management fee that is already programmed into that is 25%. Now, our ad clicks are between 5 and 50 cents per click. So for every $100 investment that you're giving, you're getting approximately 25,000 impressions, because that's how Facebook goes now, the impressions. It's more, more so than the clicks, okay? And I met with my Facebook guy yesterday to double down on my knowledge of Facebook, although I sell that product every day. I knew you're going to want a more extensive explanation, so I literally met with him beforehand so I can have the proper responses for you to make sure that it would be a good fit, because I knew that you had already tried something. But he agreed with me. The main thing is that it wasn't in conjunction or correlation with the other parts of the marketing campaign that we're running for you. So when everything works together, it all automatically retargets back to each other. But in addition to that, the impressions that you're getting per $100 investment is about 25,000. So if you're putting in between $300 and $500, you know, to give it a go and let us show you what it is that we can do for you. And in a month, 2 months, however long it is that you want to give it, if you want to give it a full quarter, that's completely up to you. But you're going to have those analytics. We're able to do the form fill, which is what they were doing for you, but we have the ability to actually, we put that all into the analytics with the Local Splash dashboard that you already have with us. So you're really able to compare and contrast everything. Now, the leads are coming, those leads should be coming directly to you with the form fill. That's how we do it. When we do the form fill, the get offer from the client, when the prospect is clicking onto your, so let me back up. When the prospect is looking on Google for your services, right, they come across some keywords that may be associated with your business, whether or not they've clicked on your business, or especially if they have clicked on your business, the next time they go to Facebook, they're going to be automatically retargeted very quickly. Mm. Okay, you're going to come up through their news feed. With the form fill, it's coming through and it's going to say get offer. And then that client obviously is filling that form out with the proprietary information, and that is sent directly to you. So you can contact them and filter that out. Now, we also have the call to action with the, you know, they can instant message you if that's what you want, or they can call you directly from the Facebook as well. But what we're doing is we're making sure that you're getting that notification. And additionally, we always, you know, when you get a lead from Local Splash, you get that text and that email that says, hey, you have a new lead. We filter that as well. As soon as we see it come through, you're getting that immediate notification. Hey, you have a Facebook lead coming through.
Okay. And so when you're talking about the different, the different ad forms, like the lead form, what is the other type of ad that you're talking about that y'all typically run?
The standard Facebook ad is just again, it's not something that I would suggest for you. It's just a standard Facebook ad. It does the automatic retargeting, but it doesn't have the form fill. So the way our contract with Facebook works is anything $300 or more allows us to do form fill, which is where you're going to get
the
actual lead.
Form fill.
Yes, you should do the form fill because that's actual leads. It's not just people, like it's not that. Like people, what happened is your other Facebook campaign, people went to Facebook looking for your services, which they do every day, especially since COVID. They depend heavily on Facebook because when the whole world shut down, Facebook was the only place people could find a contract. They didn't stop meeting a plumber because they were at home. Yeah. They needed it even more. Now they're looking at their space and going, wow, we really need an extra room. Oh, we're going to work from home permanently. We need to have an addition built or whatever the case is, right? Like, people were going directly to Facebook and looking for those services for the local service providers. Now that the world has opened back up and we're full tilt again, it hasn't stopped. They still heavily depend on Facebook. So your previous campaign was routed strictly that way because they didn't have access to the other things that we're running for you. So they can't do retargeting with it.
That makes complete sense. So in terms of when it comes, you had mentioned the 3 to 500 as far as the monthly budget for the ad spend. Mm-hmm. What is the initiation fee in terms of setup and all of that?
You're already a client. We'll give it to you just at flat rate. If you say 300,
okay,
I'm going to charge your card 300. I'm going to set you up with Kyle. He's going to do a client onboarding for your Facebook ads, and we're going to crank them out fast.
Okay, awesome. And then, so do we just provide any assets to y'all, as far as video or images or any of that type of stuff?
If you're completely, yes. So, pardon me. As we've gone through this, pardon me. One second. Justin, hold on. Mm-hmm. Gotta keep that talking voice good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So yes, you're in control or as involved as you want to be. We have lots of options here. So standard Facebook account, standard human being who doesn't know a ton about it and isn't as involved as you, they give us access to their Facebook page. We build it out. We optimize it. We do everything we need to do on the Facebook business page itself. And then from there, we just take the content, the photographs and the things off there, and we build out the ads. We have lots of people now who are actually coming to us on their Facebook accounts, and they're saying, hey, I actually want some of the content to read like this, or I want it a little more pointed towards this or specific to that. So you can be as involved as you want to be, or you can totally let us take the reins on it. It's completely up to you.
Yeah, our biggest thing is that obviously we want the ads to truly be representative of our brand,
sure,
and the core values that we represent. Like, for example, with that other company that we were using, they created some video ads, and they had a paid actor on retainer who was basically doing
weird
type of ads and video ads. And it just came back, and it was extremely cheesy, and it was a voiceover and all this different type of stuff. And we're like,
no, we don't do that.
No, we don't do that. Myself and Samantha, one of the owners, we went out and we shot our own video, and it was a very well done video.
Yes.
And so just trying to figure out what level of involvement we have in terms of being
as involved as you want. As involved as you want. And the more involved you are, the better I feel like the better it's going to turn out. Because if I am over here guessing what you want, and you just keep coming back and saying, that's not it. you know what I mean? Then we're in a spot. Like, because, I mean, I'm creative. We're creative. We figure it out. But if this isn't what you want, you got to get, you know. So we prefer, and the campaigns are a lot more successful when you're involved. But as you can imagine, we get the guys who are so busy, they just need more, and they just set it and forget it. And they're like, here, you know, take it. Here, you do whatever you want. And the calls do come in. They are successful. But then we have people like you who are very specific with your brand and really you know, have your foot in it, which I personally appreciate. That's the type of person I am.
Awesome. Well, that's good to know. I just wanted to make sure in terms of how all of that flows. Now, the other question I have is, excuse me, when you're looking at, I guess, the overall performance in terms of, like I said, bang for your buck and stretching the dollar as much as you possibly can, where do you see clients right now getting the maximum benefit in terms of their ad spend? Is it more so on Google? Is it on Facebook? Is it pretty even?
It depends. It depends on the vertical. It depends also on the area of where they're at.
Okay.
But consistently, the Facebook has been rising, getting bang for your buck. It's about 9% over.
Okay.
The Google Ads right now. So I know that, you know, the Google Ads have worked. I'm looking through your dashboard, and I can see that you've gotten the exposure and things. As you said, you know, we all know it takes a dip from about Thanksgiving through sometimes clear through till Valentine's Day, you know.
Yeah.
just because that's the nature. Everyone's getting ready to get their income tax checks back.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's getting ready and they're planning their events. So this is the time. This is the time to double down and crank it up and get the exposure that you want so that those calls are coming directly to you. I think this is a perfect time for that because, you know, again, just like anything, it has to have traction. It's not, we get the ads up and running in the first 7 to 14 days, but it needs a little time for traction.
Yeah. Definitely. And I know the good thing is that obviously working with that other marketing company, if nothing else came out of it, at least when we're talking about, you know, our pixel and different things like that, I know there's more seasoning going on behind the scenes. And so there's a lot of benefits to, even though it didn't necessarily bear fruit on the front end, there's a lot of benefit that came out of them running the ads on our behalf and some of the data that we're able to collect, which is good. But this year we're really looking. So last year, we averaged probably 3 to 5 contracts a month. And this year, we're looking to really increase that to 7 to 8 contracts a month. And so it's not like we're looking to have exponential growth or that we're looking to double in size because in terms of our capacity, we just don't want to grow into some mega company. But we do want to make sure that we're leveraging our marketing spend to the maximum extent that we can and really being able to effectively go out and to generate those additional leads this year and really, like I said, dialing things in and just making the system so much more streamlined so that we do have that expansion going into this year.
Right. I definitely think that Facebook would be a great addition to that. Let us show you what we've got, what we can do with it. Give it an opportunity. I believe that you will be pleasantly surprised. And, you know, the thing is we're not locking you into a contract on that. So if you're not 100% satisfied on it, you know, you don't have to keep going that way. And the other thing that I would do is I would go ahead. I'm going to get you a call with Lily. And see, I think I can get her to go over the analytics and go over everything and see, because she's really well versed with the Google Ads, and to see if there's any tweaks or any changes and kind of go over that with you just as far as this goes, because if there's changes or adjustments that can be made there to show you an increase as well, obviously we want to do that.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something, and I know you and I, when we talked about the Google Guarantee program and all that, you had mentioned about how we can turn up the spend in that area, and even with the PPC as well, we can potentially turn up the spend in those areas to increase the lead flow,
the volume
that we're generating out of those channels. Yeah. And so if it's, you know, giving Facebook a try for however long, if it's through Q1 or whatever, and just see what kind of fruit it bears. And then from there, if we're just like, ah, it's just not trending the way we want it to go or whatever, then from there we can potentially look at allocating those dollars over to the Google side of things and continuing to build out in that area.
Right. Agreed. I think that's a great plan.
Okay. Great. So I'll take this information and I'll pass it along to my dad and Samantha. We'll have a conversation about it. Just make sure that they're on board with wanting to do that. And then I will let you know for certain on that. And then, yes, I definitely want to have a conversation with Lily just to go over the analytics, just kind of see where we're at right now, what we can reasonably expect as things start to warm up a little bit, heading into the, you know, the next 2 or 3 months, and then be able to make an informed decision from there.
Okay. Absolutely. Let me go ahead and do this. When do you think I'll be hearing back from you on this?
So I'm going to send a message to Samantha and my dad as soon as you and I get off the call. So depending on their speed of getting back to me, then definitely within the next day or so.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then let me see. Do you want me to go ahead and schedule a call for the Google Ads and that, or do you want to wait until after you're finished with the Facebook?
Yeah, page? If we can, let's go ahead and set that call up. That's definitely a conversation I want to have regardless of which route we decide to go.
Right. Today I have at 4 p.m.
Let me check my schedule. Yeah, I can do a 4 p.m. today.
Got it. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and fill this out, and they'll be calling from the 877 number. I'm going to try my darndest to get Lily because she's my favorite, and I think that she does a really great job with it. Obviously, all the agents are good. I'm not knocking anybody, but she's just one that I feel like you'd be very compatible with. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in and have her contact you, okay?
Perfect. And one more question, Amy. On the Facebook side of things, when you were talking about the 300 to 500 in terms of the monthly spend and all that, you talked about the 25,000 impressions. What is the, I mean, obviously on the sales side of things, you don't have any data out of that. But out of those 25 impressions, what is the, do y'all have the analytics in terms of the number of qualified leads that typically come out of that based on the spend?
I don't have that, no.
Okay.
No, I don't have that. I'm sorry. I wish that I did. It's all dependent on demographic, and it's also dependent on, you know, what it is that we're targeting for and what it is that we want to bring back in. So obviously those numbers are going to, I don't want to give you false information more than
no, that. Yeah. And I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that, and that was just something I was curious about. I wasn't sure if y'all would be able to access that information or to be able to have reliable data for that anyway.
Right.
But definitely wanted to ask as it came across my mind.
Right. Well, definitely want to get all of your questions answered. That's super important to me, as you know, and I'm going to go ahead and submit this, and then I look forward to hearing back from you. I'm assuming I'll hear back from you via email. That's how we usually do it, right?
Yeah, that'll be the easiest way.
Okay. I'll talk with you soon. Thank you for your time, Justin.
Absolutely. Feel better and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
somebody took the 2 p.m.